Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stark. So glad that you did. We're going to have a great time today. Please call one of your friends or your neighbor or your loved one and tell them that the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast is on the air. And you can even call us at 718-574-2244. May God bless you. Stay right there now. I want you to know we're coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry Church right here in Brooklyn, New York at 509 Evergreen Avenue between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. Come on by and worship the Lord with us. Our web address is www.tjsm.org. Our email address is goldjesusnow@aol.com. Once again, the telephone number is 718-574-2244. I want you to know that God is good. Let me give you the directions how to get here if you're coming by public transportation. Take the J train to Halsey Street or Gates Avenue. Get off at either one of those stops. Walk over two blocks to Evergreen Avenue and just follow the numbers down to 509. You can take the B-52 bus or the B-26 bus to Evergreen Avenue. Of course, just follow the numbers down to 509 Evergreen Avenue. You can take the B-60 bus. It'll put you off on Putnam Avenue. Walk over two blocks west, and you'll be on Evergreen, and we're right here. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Listen, if you're ever in the metropolitan area, I want you to consider coming by and worship us in one of our services. One service will change your life forever. Sunday school, 10 a.m., morning worship, 11:30 a.m. every Sunday. Every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. is our afternoon service. Wednesday noonday prayer is at 12 noon. Wednesday evening Bible study, 8 p.m. Friday anointed night, 8 p.m. Come by. You're going to have a good time in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before I go, I want you to know that I'd appreciate you being a prayer partner with me. Number one, pray for me. Pray for the ministry. Now, if you can and would like, I would be so grateful if you consider giving us a donation to help us preach the gospel around the world. And make all donations out to TJSM 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, United States of America. Or just go to my website and make it right there at www.tjsm.org. Click on the donation link and make your donation right here. Remember, we use PayPal. It's safe and secure. I want you to know that I'm praying for you and your family, and you are more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Let me just give you that telephone number once again. Telephone number is 718-574-2244. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, you can call 1-347-415-5226. Remember, leave your message on the answer machine, and I'll get right back to you. Keep it locked. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Hey, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. All of his power. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Power. Under my feet. Under my feet. Brother. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, each and every one, wherever you are, in the sound of my voice. This is the day that the Lord's made. Let us get ready to rejoice in it, be glad therein. Get our prayers this morning. Grateful to God that we got ourselves all ready for today. Don't know what's in front of us today, but I know the Lord is with us today. Said he'll never leave us, never forsake us. God bless you. Good morning. We're so glad to be here on this Friday morning. Yep, Friday morning. I remember when I was in the world, I would say, this is the day that the eagle flies, the day you normally get paid. We're grateful to God. I'm really grateful to God. God has been good to me, and he is good to me. I'm grateful. You know, we had a great time yesterday evening. But you know what? Today is a new day. We can have a better time. Get ready. Let's listen. That's Mark Herbert, A Different Level, Holy Ghost Power. Amen. We thank God for that this morning. Amen. We're just grateful to God to be here this morning, to let God know that we love him. We could be someplace else, but this is where I want to be. I want to be giving God praise. I could be doing something else, but this is what I want to do. Give God praise. Good morning once again, each and every one. We're just grateful to God. I'm grateful. I am so grateful to the Lord that he saved me. Didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm grateful. Listen to this and we'll be right back. I just feel like playing some music this morning.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. Holy Ghost Power, Reverend Dan Willis on Bridging the Gap, 1992 album. Reverend Dan Willis, Bridging the Gap, Holy Ghost Power, 1992 album. If you get that song, you'll be like me. If you're shouting in here early this morning, 6:15 a.m. on a Friday morning, I'm just grateful to God that God gave us that Holy Ghost power. Ain't no power like the Holy Ghost power. And I give God the praise for Holy Ghost power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you grateful that God gave us Holy Ghost power? Man, I'm grateful to God that we can make it. We're more than conquerors in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say we are more than conquerors? Listen, I just feel like playing music right now. I'm telling you, God is good. God is good. I get in that spirit sometimes, playing some good old gospel music. Listen to this. This is Shout by Reverend Milton Brinson.
Let's go.
in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. That is Reverend Milton Brinson's Shout in Jesus' Name on the album 1995. Shout. We thank God for that. Listen, we're getting ready now to go into the Word. Remember, I'm reading from the book today. I started, what was it, 3 days ago. I think this is the third chapter. And we're going to ask you guys, if you got that book, to read that book. It's just such a wonderful book, I believe. I know. It's talking about prayer avails much. And it's a small book. And I think everybody ought to just look, read that book, tell you about prayer. This is written by Dr. Tony Marsha Anderson. Dr. Tony Marsha Anderson. If you don't have that book, the small book, we have it on one of my programs, on my Bible programs. And it's talking about prayer availeth much. I said prayer answer, but it's really prayer availeth much by Dr. Tony Marsha Anderson. And today, I'm not going to read the whole book, but today, the thought he has for today in this chapter is God's peace obtained in answer to prayer. God's peace obtained in answer to prayer. And look, when you have no peace and troubles all around, you can't rest, you can't sleep, you can't think, you can't work. If you learn to pray, I mean really, really pray, and when God will answer that prayer, and when God answers that prayer, you'll have peace. We have one person here that has the Michael. Let me just see. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Lonnie. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here this morning. It's 3 a.m. where I live, and I'm seeking the peace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Where do you live?
I live in Canada, British Columbia, on Vancouver Island.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. Are you in New York?
I'm in New York, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. I don't know how I knew that. I guess, your advertisement on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Maybe. You sound like you're from New York, too. Praise God.
Thank you so much. But I'm from the Tar Heels. I've been here about 40 years, but I'm a Tar Heel.
Okay. I don't know where that is. I've been to New York once, but I have friends there. I have a ministry on Blog Talk Radio, too. And I did a program tonight, and somebody came against me after the program that knows me personally and attacked me and said that I, was having pride. And I've been repenting of pride all night and asking the Lord, if that's true, and asking Jesus, to just break pride off of me and repenting of pride, because I don't want to reflect pride. I just want to reflect humility and, compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And
Shalise said that to you on air.
Pardon me?
They said that to you while you was
Not on the air, no. Somebody that knows me personally, that was actually my roommate for a while, and she left here not with peace. She left here. So I think she maybe has some troubles in her heart already. And, I just pray for the peace of Jesus on the whole situation. And, I think the enemy just really attacked me, and and I just plead the blood of Jesus on it. I don't know if God gives you any kind of, word or direction this way.
Let me say something to you.
Okay, brother.
Feel whenever someone comes against you, especially when you're doing the will of God, it is something to shout about. Because that let you know that you are in the will of God. Because the Bible says they hated or they persecuted the true prophets of God. The true prophets of God. Whenever you're standing for God, normally any spirit that's contrary to God is going to antagonize you, frustrate you, and false accuse you. I've learned that. I've been saved for 37 years, and one thing I've learned, that whenever I'm trying to do for God, there's always some spirit that will tell me that I'm doing something in pride, I'm out of order with God. I remember when I started this ministry 30 years ago, I was ridiculed. I was laughed at. But you know what? You got to look above that. You know who you are serving, and the Spirit of God. Don't let that destroy you. Don't let it detain you. But release yourself from it. My mother used to have a saying, and that was, if you don't hear anything, don't say anything. So that's what I would suggest. And I feel that in the Holy Ghost today, that you just don't pay that no attention. You just keep doing what you're doing. Don't waste your time even thinking about it. Just keep praying, keep fasting, and keep delivering the word of God. How long have you been?
Amen, brother. I've only been baptized in the Holy Ghost for a year and a half, but God has just done so many miracles in my life, and actually sending me to San Salvador with a group of people. And the lady, the wife, she was, this is another miracle, she was so worried. I said, listen, the other pastor, he has his passport. I have my passport. I'm getting my pastoral license next week. And his wife's so worried about money. I said, listen, the Lord wants you to get your passport right now and for your kids. And she said, well, they're $500. And I said, don't worry about the money. Just go ahead and do it. And she said, well, maybe in December I'll do it, then I'll pay my bills first. And I said, listen, I said, if the Lord gives me, she said, $500. I said, $500 in some way tonight, or gives it to you, just go ahead and do it. Do you know, I went to church, I came back, in my email, somebody had sent me $500 so she could go get the passports and be at peace. That God has it all under control. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he does. Now, what is your program on Power Talk Radio?
It's called Jesus My Rock. Jesus My Rock. I just go on two nights a week. I actually, I've really learned God's Word co-hosting for other programs. And praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. When you're preaching the word, you learn it really fast. And I thank God for that. And, you know, we have a lot of followers already on Jesus My Rock. And I also have other men and women of God come on and praise the Lord with me and bring their testimony and what God is doing in their life. And God is doing miracles in people's lives right now. You know, like in Acts 2 and 17, he says he's going to release his spirit out on all flesh in the last days. Hallelujah. And they shall prophesy, see vision, and dream dreams. And God is pouring his glory out on his bride and his church and getting them ready for the rapture. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Apostle, but I am so moved because I've never felt the power of God as strong as I did a month ago, just in a small little church service, a small little, not even a church service, a prayer group. The power of God fell on us and delivered us. I was literally throwing up over a bucket and praising God in the sanctuary every time the glory of God, the angel of the Lord, would touch me. And I was on my knees and some people had their hands on me. The Lord God, he was literally shaking me so hard. I was on my knees. I was bouncing off the floor, maybe half a foot. And I thought, if God's glory was so strong, so strong, so powerful, he could have raptured his bride out of the church that night. I never, ever experienced anything like that in my life. And I just praise God. I give him the glory. He is releasing now miracles in the church. It began miracles in the church, healings in the church. And then it happened, praise God, it happened to another brother the other night. The Lord just fell on him like that. He just started shaking up and down. You could see him. He was taken off his chair. Praise you, Lord. And the power of God is just working miracles. I never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, I've seen miracles, healings, yes, but not like that. I don't know if you have ever, Apostle. You've been in the ministry for 30 years, so you probably witnessed the power of God in many situations, and I'd love to hear about it.
Yes. That is something. Listen, what time is your program?
My program is at, I do Tuesday, Thursday night. I do it at, I guess, Eastern time. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. 10 p.m.
And 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you going to come?
Yes. Tuesday through Thursday.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I could stop in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wednesday we have service, but Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Amen. Wednesdays I have service too. Thank you, Jesus.
What's your name again?
My name's Sister Nicole.
Nicole. Sister Nicole.
Yeah, Sister Nicole. Soon to be Pastor Nicole, but I'm not officially ordained yet, but soon.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Well, we're going to stay in contact. You have my number. And
amen.
You can call me anytime. You can call me off the air. I'm going to give you my cell that I use to take appointments. If you got a
okay.
Just down.
Yeah, I'm going to go downstairs. And I'm actually in the process right now, Pastor, of like miracles have happened in my life like crazy. I was sick for 10 years, and God healed me of mental illness. He also healed me of chronic pain, and praise you, Lord. And, you know, people say, you can't get healed of mental illness. You can't get healed of schizophrenia. But you know what that was? That was a spirit. That was a spirit of suicide. That was a spirit of, just trying to make somebody crazy. It just borrows in your head, and I just rebuke it in the name of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus, and it left. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't know how grateful I am, Pastor, because I was really sick. And the Lord has given me such a gift. He has given me such a gift. And the government even is releasing money into my name. Thousands of dollars, and I'm taking them. The Lord, when I was fasting for 7 days, I prophesied, and he finally told me where he wanted me to go. He wants me to go to San Salvador. He wants me to go and feed and clothe and feed the gospel to the poor.
Good. Wonderful.
So I'm going to take everything God has given me and go and do it.
All right.
Everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I agree with 100%.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I agree with the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, that's where I'm coming from today, said, be careful for nothing. Verse 6.
Be careful for nothing.
By prayer and supplication.
Hallelujah.
This by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he knows my prayer and supplication. All I've wanted to do is help people my whole life and lead them into truth and righteousness. And now he's given me that opportunity finally, you know, to help other people. I've always had the heart of, my middle name's Teresa, the heart of Mother Teresa, how she just took people off the street. She took people that were sick and dying and hungry and fed them and clothed them and gave them the word of God, gave them a gift that like no other gift.
Thank you.
I'm just so thankful, Pastor. I'm just so thankful.
Listen, take my number. We're going to have a prayer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. number is 347.
347.
415.
415.
5226.
5226. Okay, I'll give you my number too. It's area code 250. So it's 1-250-871-5567.
Okay, great. Let's have a word of prayer, okay?
Okay, amen.
Well, Savior, our God, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor, for you an awesome God. There's no one like you. And we thank you for your very presence. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for using us. Thank you for saving us. We thank
Hallelujah.
For us and anointing us and sustaining us and carrying us and upholding us. We thank you for that. Thank you, O God, that you use us as a tool, as a vessel to win souls unto you. We thank you. Thank you for the many souls that are being saved, been saved, I'm going to be saved. Now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for her calling this morning. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, the anointing that's upon her life.
Hallelujah.
Continue using her. Bless her that she can do your divine will and satisfy you in every area of her life, and that souls will start crying, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
You believe God.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Hallelujah. I thank Jesus for this phone call. I thank Jesus Christ for leading me to you tonight, Pastor. You have no idea how grateful I am that God lead me to you tonight to hear the word of peace, to hear the word of prayer and supplication. Thank you, Jesus. He hears our prayer. He answers our prayer. Hallelujah. I spoke only those words. I said, I will ask God to give me the money for you. And he gave me the money, and I sent her the $500 and give God the glory, because he is a God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus, when we ask. Thank you, Lord, when we're holy and righteous and follow his commandments. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. And we will have greater glory. He said we will have greater glory than he ever did on this earth, and I thank him for that. I thank him for that. Praise God. Praise God. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless this ministry, Lord God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would bless this ministry so thousands of souls would be saved, Lord God, in this end time that we are in, Lord Jesus, that this ministry would baptize people with the Holy Ghost and with fire in the name of Jesus Christ, that they would repent. That they would repent, hallelujah, from Acts 2 and 38. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Yes. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, God, for that promise, Lord God. And I pray this blessing over the ministry, Lord God, Acts 2 and 38, God, that people would repent and be baptized, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin. And they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
I'm going to go on just a little bit. We want everyone to get that scripture. That's listening. And let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse
okay.
6 and 7. Okay? Keep it locked right there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And the word of God, the word of the Lord. Read as this. It's on the screen. If you're looking on live stream, you can go to livestream.com/TJSMORG. And that's our live streaming on live stream. And it's live. You can see the scriptures on the stream. And you can even see me in the studio. Okay? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now, when you need peace, when you've done everything else and the enemy is parading in your life, trying his best to destroy the peace that's in your life, this is the time that you really need to pray. Whenever we make our requests made known to God by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we are assured of receiving his peace through Jesus Christ. Now, God promises us his peace if we pray. That's why man ought to always pray and not to faint. See, get in the habit of praying. Pray 24/7. You know, I pray all the time. You know, don't have no idle time to allow the enemy to come in and penetrate your mind. No, keep a mind of prayer and thanksgiving. Keep your mind on the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Think on the Word of God. Pray on the Word of God. Conversate with people that want to talk about the Word of God, because that's your life, that's your strength. And he can do anything but fail. God, whatever he says, remember this now, God and his word are the same. There is absolutely no deviation between God and his word. If God says something, then God will do it. This past Sunday, I made mention in the church that if God could be hoodwinked, if God could be tricked, then I wouldn't want to serve him. I wouldn't want to serve a God that doesn't know everything. I don't want to serve a God that can't do everything. I don't want to serve a God that is limited in power. But the God that we serve is omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He has all power. He's omnipresent. He's every place at the same time. And he's also omniscient. That means he knows everything. God knows everything. David was talking to his son Solomon, and he told Solomon, you know something, Solomon? Don't get tripped on this thing. God knows everything about you. He knows your thoughts afar off. Even before you mention them, before you utter it out your mouth, God already knows your thoughts. He already knows your thoughts. There's nothing that God doesn't know. And see, you have to understand that God knows everything. So now guess what? If you're genuinely praying to God, I mean genuinely, if you're genuinely praying to God, there will never ever be a time that God doesn't answer your prayer. Never. If I'm praying for peace, disturbance is all around me, commotion is all around me. But if I'm praying to God for peace, there will never be a time that God won't answer me. Are you listening to me? If you're praying to God right now, there will never be a time that God won't answer you. Paul, and I took this insert out of the book, Prayer Avails Much, by Dr. Anderson. This is his thoughts. He said, Paul would have us understand that Christ imparts a measure of his own peace to our worshiping hearts when we make everything pertaining to life a matter of prayer. Now, Dr. Anderson says, and this is right out of his book, Prayer Answers Much, or Prayer Avails Much. Prayer Avails Much. Dr. Anderson says, Paul have us understand that Christ imparts a measure of his own peace to our worshiping hearts when we make everything pertaining to life a matter of prayer. See, you can be confident in this today. You can be secure in this, that You don't have to be disturbed. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. See, some of us has that intimidating spirit that we feel is wrong to feel like you're God's child. Well, God wants you to feel like you're his child. God wants you to walk like you're his child. God wants you to conduct yourself as if you're a child of God. Hold your head up, square your shoulders back, and let the world know that Christ lived and that he loved a dying world. He loved us. You know, I mentioned in the church Sunday, I said Christ loves a homosexual. And somebody in the church, now, what do you mean? Yes, God loves a homosexual. God loves a lesbian. God loves a heterosexual. God doesn't like what we do, and he doesn't approve of the things that we do. But God's love is a constant. It's like the North Star. It never moves. God loves. Well, you ask me then, well, why did God create a hell? Because of people disobedience. It's not that God doesn't love them. They don't love God. See, God loves you, but do you love God? Now, a homosexual, okay, God loved him, but God doesn't want him a man sleeping with a man. God doesn't want a woman sleeping with a woman. That is not what God wants. But that doesn't change God's love. Now, the point that I want to say to you, even a homosexual, a lesbian, if they repent of their sins and ask God in their heart, meaningly, to forgive them and come into their hearts and save them, do you know something, my friend? God will save them. God will wipe their slate clean. And that doesn't mean you're going to continue doing what you're doing, because repentance doesn't mean something you say verbally and not meaning in your heart. See, when you repent, you need to have a mind that I'm not going to do it anymore. What's the purpose of repenting? You're going to continue to do the same thing. Well, that's another story. Let's stick with this here part right now. Let me go back to it. Thank you, Jesus. The book, Prayer Avail As Much. I want you to know, if you get that book, now the Bible, stick with the Bible. Don't leave the Bible. Don't leave the Word of God out. But this is just a side kick. This is just something to help you. This is the third chapter. I think there's 14 chapters there. So I'm going to deal with all 14 chapters. So next week on my morning show, of course, you know I'm on 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., 5 days a week. Next week I'll be in chapter, next Monday I'll be in chapter 4. But today I'm in chapter 3. And the thought is today, remember, God's peace obtained in answer to prayer. So you can be absolutely, positively sure that God is going to give you the peace that passes all understanding. There's no way you can pray and God won't give you peace. In my conclusion on today, Jesus was always calm and composed in the time of trial. So if Jesus was calm and composed, so should you. You should be calm and composed, because the spirit that was in Christ is in you. You're God's property now. You're God's child. You're born again. You're washed in the blood of the Lamb. He was never intimidated by the threats of violence. There's nowhere that you can read that Jesus Christ was intimidated by what people said and done. Are you listening to me? There is nowhere in the book of the Bible, from Matthew throughout the New Testament. And of course, you know, Jesus is in the entire Bible. We know that. That's another program. But Jesus Christ has never been and was never intimidated. Now, if Jesus weren't intimidated, neither should you be intimidated. He was composed and calm throughout the duration of his trial, no matter what they said. Jesus was composed and he was calm. You know what that was? That's called the peace of God that passes all understanding. Listen, I want to pray with you, then I'm going to make an altar call. And if you don't know Jesus, I want you to get to know him today. He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. I tell you something, I've been serving Jesus all these years, 30, soon be 37 years. I wasn't reared in church. I didn't grow up in church. Didn't know anything about church. All I know is what God taught me. God taught me himself. And I'm telling you today, if you're barren in knowledge, lacking in knowledge, God will teach you. He'll lead you and he'll guide you. And if you're not saved, he'll save you. If there's something that's disrupted your life and taken you to an area that you don't need to be, if you got a son that's gone wild, a daughter, a wife, or a husband, prayer changes things. You can be blessed now. If you need a job, you need finance, whatever you need, my God, your God, our God, he's a supplier of all our needs. Let's pray right quick. Father, I bless you and I give you glory and honor because thou art God, and besides thee, there is no God. Thank you for your love that you shed over my life and the lives of those that's listening. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for declaring that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. Thank you for knowing that there's absolutely, positively nothing that we could ever need that you aren't able to supply. So, Father, supply this morning in the name of Jesus. Forgive and strengthen, multiply and keep. Father, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, abide in the lives of those that's listening in Jesus' name. Now, listen, I got to go. But you know I don't ever want to leave my broadcast without giving you an opportunity to know the Lord Jesus. And don't forget, this afternoon at 5 p.m., I'll be back on Blog Talk Radio. And the telephone number to call on all of my shows, because I put my number over, is 718-574-2244. My evening show is blogtalkradio.com/TJSM2. Okay? So meet me this evening at 5 p.m. for 1 hour. I call it the hour of power. I thank God for all you that's tuning in. I thank all of you that's listening. And I praise God for you. Now, if you're not saved, remember this. I want you to be saved. And God wants you to be saved. Keep it locked right here.
Come to me.
Jesus loved you. Waiting.
Well, praise be, God bless you, and I'm so glad to come here and to let you know that Jesus saves and that he loves you. I never want to close a broadcast without letting you know that the door is wide open. You can come to Jesus. You know what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, 29, and 30? This is Jesus talking now. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, my God, isn't that such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus himself is telling you to come to him. Whatever you're going through, whatever problems you have, you can come to Jesus right this very moment. It's so simple and easy to be born again. Just repent of your sins. Be godly sorry. Sorry enough that you don't want to do it again. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth that Jesus died for you, was buried for you, and rose on the third day for you. And believe it in your heart, and you shall be saved. Put all your confidence in Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh my God. Right this very moment, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, if you ask God to forgive you and say, Lord, please come in my heart and save me, and confess Jesus with your mouth, you can be saved right now. Bow your heads with me, if it's possible where you are, and say these words, Father, I confess that I'm a sinner and I'm lost. Please forgive me. I believe your word that your son Jesus came and died for me, was buried for me, rose from the grave for me. Now I believe that he lives and he'll live in me. Father, I confess it and I believe it in my heart. Save me in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Dear Lord, I bless your name. I give you glory. Thank you how you touch, how you forgive. But most importantly, thank you for your sacrifice that you did for us as mankind. Thank you for saving today. Keep, encourage, and motivate, and give confidence to those that receive Christ in Jesus' name. My friend, let me tell you something. You did the greatest thing you could ever do in your life. I want to tell you, if you don't have any material to prove that Jesus is Lord, just write me, the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, United States of America, and I will get some material in the mail to you. And you can also email me at gojesusnow@aol.com. And I'll get some material in the mail to you to let you know who Jesus is. Well, God bless you, my friend. And I know you're going to have a great walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't turn loose. He won't let you go. God bless you. And remember, I love you in Jesus' precious name. I'm going to leave you now in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. You take care.
Hello.